Namaste, welcome and suswagatam to our Sunday edition of Words of Wisdom Gyan Ganga on our Virat Hindustan Sangam social media channels. We are sorry due to logistic reason last Sunday we could not have our program, but we are back today at 8 p.m. on your favorite Sunday show. Today's topic is very interesting topic, which is topical in a sense that the Goa summit and other meetings which had happened on the SCO. So today's topic is, does SCO and BRICS have any relevance for India after 2020 Chinese aggression? And for the next half an hour or 45 minutes, Dr. Subramaniam Swamy and our panel consisting of my colleagues, Arvind Chaturvedi, Professor Arvind Chaturvedi from Delhi, and Ramesh Swamy will be discussing the topic. I thank our social media team led by Ashish Shetty, Tejas Navalgol, Ishwar Iyer, Swaminathan, Gadgi Rakesh, Vishal Mehta and Ajesh Nair for their background support they give week after week for putting this program together. And today is the 195th episode of Words of Wisdom Gyan Ganga. With these words, it's over to Dr. Subramaniam Swamy to initiate this discussion. Thank you and dhanyavad. Dr. Swamy, we have problems. Ramesh?
One sec.
We have a voice problem. You can start, Dr. Swamy, now from the beginning, if you don't mind. Your voice is muted. Tejas, take over.
I'm checking one second.
Is it on now?
Yes, it's on.
Okay. Let me hold it so that nothing presses against it. I wanted to start with, just get on.
Yes, we can hear you, Dr. Swamy.
Yeah, can you see me too?
Yes, we can see you and hear you too. You can start.
All right. Okay, sorry for the delay. First of all, I'd like to say that this is a very, very important subject for us now, because we are members of two organizations, which was we entered without much debate in the country. And the first one was the BRICS, that is five nations, B for Brazil, R for Russia, I for India, C for China, and S for South Africa. So these five countries came together and formed BRICS, and the BRICS moved in very quickly as a block which can promote investments in other parts. So they created a bank, and must tell you, the first person who was offered the job as the president of the BRICS bank was myself, but I had already had discussions with the Chinese. I came to the conclusion that in the end, it will be a Chinese bank because nobody else is going to invest very much and the Chinese are going to invest in a big way. So I declined the offer much after, even though there was a lot of persuasion done by people in high places in our party. But I thought that it would be, I told them that I can't leave. The reason, excuse me for this. But the reason is that I feel that there is, after 2020, there is a situation where we are now in a problematic position as far as China is concerned. And let me explain this very bluntly. But let me first begin by dismissing the BRICS. BRICS is these five nations. They're all looking for investments. And consequently, I think what we have, what we must understand is who's going to invest in that, and that's as I said, it'll be the Chinese, not the Russians, not the the Brazilians, not India much, and not South Africa. So therefore, the Chinese influence on it will be total. It's already become and the headquarters in Shanghai. So therefore, the BRICS is not a viable thing. I'm not going to spend any more time on it because what is current today is the SCO. And the SCO is naturally something that we must fully understand. What is SCO? It's a country, it's an organization of eight countries. Russia is one, China is of course there, and then Pakistan is there, and India is there, that makes four. And then there is Kyrgyzstan and etc., etc., the Muslim countries which broke away from Soviet Union. And so eight countries, Central Asia as they are called, Central Asia countries as well as countries of which I've named the big countries. So obviously, China, India, the most populous, Russia, Pakistan are populous, but not as populous as anywhere near the two of us. So question is, who's going to run this this SCO? Again, the headquarters of the SCO is China. It's in Shanghai, again in Shanghai. And SCO means Shanghai Cooperation Organization. So it's again a very Chinese dominated. It is based in China, and the money being that is being put in for investment in Central Asia is also lastly Chinese. So we begin with this understanding that are we comfortable with two organizations of which we are members and of which I'm now only going to talk about one of them, the SCO, which is China dominated. And I would say that our behavior in this conference should indicate something which requires a great deal of thinking by patriots in the country. I'm not talking about any one and everyone or the chamchas or all that. I'm talking about people who are patriots, who are concerned, who think about Indian future and so on. After all, the Chinese have occupied a very large amount of your territory since 2020. And I would put it at about 20,000 square kilometers. And a good part of it is across the what was decided by Narasimha Rao with his Chinese counterpart in 1996, called the Line of Actual Control, LAC. And LAC was crossed by the Chinese, and particularly in the Depsang area in the northern part, and in other parts also, in the southern parts also, in what was called as the Kailash mountain, not the Kailash that Mansarovar Kailash, but it's in the southern part, southern southeastern part. It's the Chinese have occupied that. And we vacated that so that the Chinese could occupy it. This is part of the negotiations of Mr. Jai Shankar with the Chinese, and for which people are being lauded. The Prime Minister has still not mentioned that China has aggressed. It's the only statement he has ever made is koi aaya nahi, koi gaya nahi, which means the Chinese have not come and nor have we crossed any line. So that is meaning that there is no, we are treating the Chinese as if, you know, that nothing's happened. It's more like Jawaharlal Nehru said, not a blade of grass grows there. Why are we bothered about Chinese taking a few pots, 2 acres of land? So a major question comes, are we complicit about China? Well, we have been, Modi had met Xi Jinping for 18 times one-to-one all by himself. And there are no records in the government of it. Maybe it is in the Prime Minister's drawers, but it's not in any of the government departments. So it has not been analyzed what they discussed, what they came to conclusion. But it's quite clear that despite the fact that the Chinese have occupied so much of your territory, you have welcomed them very well. And what is it, the Pakistanis? Pakistanis have been thoroughly bashed, of course. But the fact is, in what way the Pakistanis are any different from the Chinese in terms of aggression on our land. So therefore, we have to raise this question And we have to understand that if this kind of, you know, the Chinese torture is often called drop by drop, falling on your head till you go crazy, awaiting the next drop. So consequently, the Chinese are doing what they call is the Chinese torture. They are advancing inch by inch, and they are not admitting to it. And all the discussions, LAC. There's no, they have crossed the LAC. What are you talking about? They even drawn a new LAC and said, this is the new LAC, which we are hiding. We are not even saying that in Daepsang we are there. So what question that I would like to know is that, what is this SCO all about? Why are we in it? Why are we in BRICS? For the same reason. Because if you want to liberate your areas from the Chinese, you can't be in the same company with them. You can't be in organizations which are dominated by the Chinese. You have to find military solutions if the Chinese give you no other way. So therefore, I'm saying that why people are getting angry with me that I've been critical of the SCO, but the fact is that how can you pretend that the Chinese are any different from the Pakistanis? With the Chinese, you bow and scrape and so on, and the Chinese, with the Pakistanis, you are crude, you have made all kinds of ridiculous statements, you have allowed some people to, even of the media, to come on TV to say all this rubbish. So I am no friend of China or Pakistan, and I've never been demanding it be broken into four. And I've been considered by Pakistan as a very dangerous man, and particularly some of these Pakistani TV camouflaged, like one came from Canada, which has now been wound up. I've been asked to be wound up. I don't know whether there's a karma, law of karma there. But they twisted whatever I say. They, you know, the Pakistanis feel that I am a man of ideas, and I plant these ideas, and therefore they should target me. Since I'm not a member of the government, I don't get any protection from the government. So that's what they think. And this is what's going on. So now, I am not bothered about that. I'm saying that you can't invite the Pakistanis to think, saying, no, it's inevitable. Then, having been inevitable, why should you insult them and say horrible things about them? And that too at the level of foreign ministers. I think it was totally uncalled for, it's undiplomatic, and it is something that has lowered the standards of India in this arena. So coming back to the issue, now I would say what we find, let's go step by step in the SCO. SCO, China, Russia, one is a junior partner of the other. That is, Russia is a junior partner of China. Then you have India, which is like a panchatantra bat. It says, I'm on this side, I'm on that side, you see. So India has no position. Then you have Central Asia and Pakistan. Pakistan is, as far as India is concerned, it's totally with China. So therefore, look at how it's all being stacked against you. And as far as the Central Asia, Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan and all these four countries, they are at most saying that trade with the West should be trade with the West should be not blocked, but otherwise we are with China. And they are also having lots of trade with China, lots of Chinese investments and so on. So India has no independent existence in this SCO. And after the Chinese have sent their troops into Indian territory without even informing us, and we thought that if we pretend as if nobody came, the Chinese will quietly go back. But that's not happened. They have only increased their presence. I think that what I'm suggesting today is that what is it that you're going to get out of SCO? SCO, there's economic factors. They say a transport corridor will be built, but nothing of the kind has happened. Then they say there'll be regional investment. Not a penny has been spent so far. Then they say SCO Development Bank will be created. And where? It will be located in Shanghai again. So it'll be a Chinese bank. and Chinese financed, and therefore Chinese primacy. So in the result, what did we get in this conference? We quarreled about Ukraine. Now, Ukraine, you see, how can you possibly take a stand that there are, you know, there are two parties which are fighting with each other? Not at all. Ukraine never fought you. Ukraine, in fact, gave when they seceded and came out of Soviet Union and Soviet Union collapsed, they gave an undertaking that they will, they the nuclear reactor they have, they will not use it for fissile plutonium, and they will not produce the bomb, and they will not build a big army. Now, taking advantage of that, the Russians moved in, but these valiant fighters of Ukraine, and now, of course, supported by weapons from the West, they are giving a hammering to the Russians, which is not appearing in our newspapers. No surprise, nothing appears in the newspapers, and this has the support of the government. So for, I would say that the case I'm making today is that India, for its own national interest, must get out of any of these organizations where the Chinese and the Russians are in. And I would not say you are already in Quad. Don't say that we won't have anything to do with the Americans. You're already in the Quad. But you are in a Quad in a kind of, as if you are visiting some place where, you are not responsible for. But the fact is that you are a member of the Quad. There are four members of the Quad, and we are one of them. And we have had exercises with them. Now, take that to the logical extreme. After all, what is that India lacks? It doesn't lack soldiers. It doesn't lack, army or a navy or air force. What it lacks is the weapons. Our weapons are out of date. Some of them are Soviet weapons, Russian weapons. You know, we still fly MiGs and then keep crashing. So we need modern weapons, modern. The Americans will not give it to you unless you are a partner. And you have, and they want you to partner on only one thing, and that is China. And I don't see why we can't partner with the Americans on dealing with the China menace in Southeast Asia, why we can't team up with Vietnam, why we can't team up with Japan. Of Japan, we are already a member, but, you know, we must do much more concrete thing. The Australians, up to a point, we can go further. They have other issues with us, so we may not go as far. But certainly, most of the Southeast Asian countries, including Cambodia, Thailand, and so on, and Indonesia, they all have tremendous links with our past. And Indonesia, by the way, is just across the Malacca Strait. And India's, Andaman Islands and Nicobar Islands, particularly in Nicobar Islands, is also on this side of it. So if India and Indonesia decide to close down the Malacca Strait, the Chinese international trade will go for a six, to use a cricket term. They will be completely at our mercy. And this is like the Suez Canal. So this is something that we should explore. So I would say what we are finding is that we are now in a situation where we are working against our own interests, and we are giving all kinds of lofty arguments, and this is not explainable. This is not, there's no white paper being produced why we should follow this policy. There's no discussion in parliament. There's no discussion anywhere, and people don't know. And we have all these Andhubaks and Kanbaks running wild, saying all kinds of rubbish. You see, but that doesn't convince anybody. And consequently, this presentation that I've given to you, I like your reactions. I don't mind if you're being critical, or you can suggest moderation. But I think we have reached a situation where it's for us, our existence, our integrity, our Bharat Mata's unbroken body, we must now be in a position to drive the Chinese out, not from China, but to drive them out from our territory, which is beneficial to us because the mountains come after our territory ends with Tibet. And of course, some other parts of China. So this is a commitment that I'm saying that we must have, and what this SCO, BRICS, all these things which have anything to do with the Chinese directly or indirectly, or with the Soviet Union, which is a complete junior partner of China, we should stand, try to stand alone. But where we are not in a position to stand alone, we should take help, such as weapons from the United States. This is my submission for today.
Dr. Swami, on behalf of the viewers, I would like to ask you a question.
Yes.
Which viewers are, what is that Modi, Narendra Modi ji is trying to fudge or not accept that China has crossed over the LAC, because independent journalists, foreign media, photographs, all are indicating. On the contrary, whatever happens, for example, that Arunachal MP met you once in parliament and expressed a lot of, I would say, doubts of whether we are really doing the right thing at the border. And then these people, the PMO's man, Hiren Joshi, tried put pressure on him and made him withdraw the statement. But from the Army, Navy, Air Force personnel in various interviews, and sometimes even the foreign minister identifies China as some problem. But why is the Prime Minister, PMO and these top leaders are reluctant to say that China has been tinkering with our borders? What do you think is the real reason these people are not openly saying that China is tinkering with the borders?
It's not tinkering with the borders. They are actually across the border. They are not on the other side of the LAC. And that they are not admitting. I'll say, take me to Depsang or with other newspaper media people and our people. Let's go to Depsang. Where will you take us? They won't take you. They won't even let you go to Ladakh in that kind of a situation we are in. I've tried this. I've met the then Commander-in-Chief of the Indian Army, he's now retired. And I asked him whether I can go. He said, no, that's not possible. I said, that time I was a member of parliament. I've been member of the defense committee, standing committee on defense for years and years in the past. So I know the defense thing. I've written books on the defense thing, on my book on China and the Himalayan contest or whatever the title I gave. That has now got prizes. It's called a Himalayan Challenge, yes. And that has got now the Kalinga Prize, which is a very prestigious prize. So it's a rare time when such a kind of book has been written. And I've covered the entire period from 1952. Now, what more can I do as an Indian? It's very easy to have all rabble-rousers to say, for years they have been spreading the word that I'm a Chinese agent. Now they're saying I'm an American agent. Soon they will say I'm an Israeli agent. That's all they do. I mean, it's very shocking that in our country today, debate is completely dead. There's no debate worth the name. If you differ with the government, then you must be anti-national. You must have some foreign links. This is how it is. Now, as far as Modi is concerned, he should get up in parliament and say that there is everywhere a question about the Chinese thing. This is what it is, Chinese. Then he'll have to explain why he is going and cozying up to them. Why does he run in the G20 meeting when Xi Jinping arrives on the scene? He ran there and wanted to shake his hand, and that man gave him a cold smile. That's about all. And now we have invited the Chinese. We have treated them very well. But then if you treat the Chinese well, you treat the Pakistanis also well. Why should you make a distinction? When it comes to Pakistan, you let loose a series of abuses, and the foreign minister himself holds a press conference and denounces them. How can you denounce them? They come as your guests and as part of the CEO meeting, and you, because you were chairman by rotation. Therefore, they had to oblige and come at your invitation. So these are some of the things Why are you scared of China? What is it that China has a hold on you that you can't take their name? I want to ask a straight question to the Prime Minister through this program. What is it that is making you so afraid to mention that China has come and occupied your territory, and we shall not rest till we vacate the Chinese from our territory? He never says that. It's so that the meetings continue, the cordiality continues, everything continues, there's nothing. I know we're having talks, we are talking, we are trying to talk. They didn't talk to you when they crossed the border. Why are you wanting to talk to them to go back from your territory? This is pathetic that India should be so much on the knees as far as China is concerned.
Dr. Swami, there's another question from the viewer that is...
You're off, Jagdish.
Dr. Swami, you're having an issue with his connectivity.
Dr. Swami,
go ahead, Darwinji, go ahead.
Okay, Dr. Swami, we know that SCO has been dominated by China and Russia, and put together, they have the complete hold over SCO, and why should India be part of it? But the question is, when India became member of SCO, the situation was not so bad. We still had friendly relationship with China. Of course, the term friendly is also questionable, what actually we call friendly, because even in the toughest time, when we had with China, our import and export trade with China has been increasing over a period of time. So I don't know when to call China as a friendly country. China is not a so friendly country. Even Russia for that matter. But only thing is that Ukraine-Russia thing was not there. And India's neutral stand, there was no question of neutral stand at that time. So compared to time between India joined the SCO and today, the situation has changed against India. So what do you think should be our change stand vis-a-vis SCO?
No, the issue is that if the SCO, which was for a mutual friendliness, and the Chinese are going in the opposite direction. This, after all, the Chinese are the ones who crossed into our territory. All right. And I'm not talking about our original territory, because when Narasimha Rao drew the line, he said we will try to... negotiate a solution and get our land back. But till then, as is, where is, we'll draw a line called the LAC. And that was mutually agreed that we will only discuss, we'll never militarily do anything. It's all there in the agreement, because I was there present when that happened, you see. And Narasimha Rao was constantly consulting me on this. So now you suddenly find that the Chinese have disregarded what was agreed to in the LAC. And they crossed even the LAC now, and they have come into deep into our territory. So what is the difficulty in saying get out? Why? What is the difficulty in saying that China has broken its agreement on LAC? All that we hear from the foreign ministers, we are having discussion on the LAC. The LAC is not even 6 inches wide. You see, how can you have a discussion sitting on the LAC? But he goes on saying, oh, we are having a discussion on the LAC, on the LAC. What is that? Go across. Tell them to get out. There's no question of India coming back from any place, because India has not crossed any of these lines. So that is the issue which is directly there. And therefore, the Prime Minister must quit SCO and BRICS and get out of it. It's not we have any axe to grind in this. We think that India must now stand up and show that our territory cannot be interfered with. Jawaharlal Nehru did that mess with the Pakistanis. We are still paying for it. Now we're going to have the Chinese also this. They're going to pay for it.
But that would mean, Dr. Swami, a direct confrontation with China and maybe military confrontation. Are we ready for this as of now?
You're asking me or you're asking Mr. Modi?
Your assessment.
My assessment is the day you decide that we will take aggressive action, maybe a year from now, 2 years now, whatever, after we have replenished our weaponry, you will find a large number of countries with the most modern weaponry coming and giving it to you. You are the only one who can fight China. And now we are a bigger population than China also. And we are
indicating USA.
USA, of course, principally, because they are the ones who have most articulated their stand on China. And they are in their own country, they are now dismantling everything that China has put up there. So United States is a democratic country, and it is very clear now in his mind that China is a menace for them. And they don't have the manpower. I am not saying go and fight the American war. I am saying clear the Chinese of your own territory. They have crossed the mountains and come into our territory. Throw them back. I'm not even saying that declare Tibet as an independent country. I'm only saying
in China.
There's
any chance of change in leadership of China, and thereby the Chinese friend vis-a-vis Indian.
That's like asking, is there going to be a change in leadership in India which will be more aggressive? I can't answer that question. See, it's about the future, you see. How can I predict what will happen? I am going by what is the policy, current policy of the two countries, and ours is pathetic. It's shameful. And whereas theirs is aggressive and violation of every agreement we have had with them.
Dr. Swami, some of our viewers want to know how competent is our armed forces to tackle China in this battle, which is limited only to some portions of our border. How well equipped or morally courageous are our armed forces?
We have demonstrated that already, what we did in Galwan. I mean, I was only some 20 people. I wouldn't say 20 people is only, but 20 people died. We have, according to all Western estimates, 130 Chinese died. And that time the rule was there will be no guns used, no weapons used, only hand fisticuffs and throwing of rockets, of rocks. You see, it was a primitive war. But we won that. Then Pangong Lake, same thing. There are numerous places where the Chinese have been given thrashing. Even earlier, there was a Sumdurung Valley in Arunachal. There we gave such a thrashing that the Chinese had to run. Then there was a conflict in Nathula Pass within Sikkim border. And our Sardarji's Sikh battalion took tanks on a mountain hill and chuck the Chinese out. So, I mean, we have demonstrated, don't go by 1962 and have this neurosis that can be fight the Chinese. Chinese are coming from where? They are coming 1,000 kilometers away from the border of China to India. That is from Chengdu. They have to come through a hostile territory called Tibet. In Tibet, even today, these Tibetans have not given up their fight for freedom. So they have to come through all that this long. We have to just send the Air Force and bomb those railway lines and so on. The Chinese will be immobilized. I have discussed all this with the military people. They are very sympathetic to me. In fact, they say that we draw strength. Otherwise, we are so disappointed that we have been treated like this. We are not ready. We are not capable. We can't throw the Chinese out. All this bakwas that is going on, it hurts us. We are ready. We have done it. We have proved it in Kargil. We have proved it in 1965. We proved it in 1971. How many proofs do you want that we are now in a position to fight any enemy of ours?
Dr. Swami, I have a question. Then maybe Arunji, there are some requests for people for you. Ask some questions in Hindi also for that. I'll come back to you about that. Dr. Swami, the Foreign Minister Jai Shankar in May said that the ties with China are abnormal. What a revelation. I mean, I was shocked that, it is nobody knew and he's the only person and he has given a revelation kind of thing saying China, ties with China is abnormal. And Pakistan backs cross-border terrorism. If these two were true, why did he invite this Bilawal Joker for the SEO summit? Number one now, question.
Yeah, I'll answer this question first, right? It's a short question. No, we are compelled because the SEO would require a member, which Pakistan is. In the Pakistan, this SEO has 8 members, and there's no question of not inviting Pakistan. You can have called the, you could said that, listen, we can't hold this because it was Pakistan is in it or something, or put it off, you see. But to have held the conference, and especially since now the summit G20. Conference, not G20, even SEO, this is only 3 ministers. This is only
for July.
Summit. Summit is coming. So I don't think that they had an option, but you don't have to behave the way they behave. They bowed and scraped before the Chinese, but with the Pakistanis, after bringing them in and making them sit down, as soon as the conference is gone, before the guys left, you are abusing him left, right, and center. That's not done. That's not done in diplomacy.
As a follow-up, Dr. Swami, back in sometime in 22, just about a year ago, not even a year ago, about 8 months ago, the very same foreign minister said the relationship with China are based on 3 mutuals. Mutual sensitivity, mutual respect, mutual interest. None of which China gives a damn about when it comes to India. I mean, they have no respect for India. They have no respect for our sensitivity. They have no respect for our interest. Because if they were, even one of them were true, they would not be crossing the border with just impunity like what they are doing today. And he's saying the solution for that would be this mutual. So how is he going to develop these 3 mutuals when he says that ties are abnormal?
Well, first of all, let me add one additional point to you. You see, when the Chinese foreign minister came, he didn't come straight from Beijing to Delhi or to Goa. He went to Burma and had a joint declaration warning India from doing anything in Burma. Then after the conference, he took the went with Pakistan to Islamabad. So right now he's in Islamabad after the conference. So they have told you to go to hell. They said this is not got anything with India. We came to India because the venue was India, and now we will continue our policy. Sure. So they are very clear in their mind because they have assessed us. And they come to the conclusion that we will buckle every time they show their fist. That's the problem. And the real question is, what is behind that? Why the Prime Minister even today is not, at least in the Karnataka election, he should have said, the Chinese have come, they betrayed us, they met me so many times, 17, 18 times on one-to-one, and then they betrayed us. They should have said something like that. Not a word, even to mention his name, as if, like the old days, conservative women wouldn't mention the name of the husband. You see, it's like that. And it's a pathetic situation to see. And nobody reads the Chinese internal papers. I do. And my God, the way they make fun of us, even before this conference, naturally, if the military people, they are already there. They have demonstrated wherever possible. They have demonstrated extraordinary valor. And no one can match our soldiers for the thing. Just get the weapons, and the weapons the Americans will give if you're fighting China.
But Dr. Swami, just a quick follow-up. Arvindji, Phil, you can switch to India after that. Based on what's going to happen in 2024, Dr. Swami, in the US in the elections, there is a huge mood shift among the people that they are fed up with China. And most of the candidates on the Republican side, I mean, one of the brightest stars and upcoming stars is Vivek Ramaswamy, and even Trump for that matter, are against this domination by China. Given this, doesn't India have a great opportunity to become a good ally of the US? Obviously, as you said, with caveats, we're just not going to buckle over again to the US with caveats. And are we going to miss that opportunity because we're going to say we're busy with elections, or even 2024, our elections are coming up. I think there is a huge possibility that they're going to miss the boat on this too again, Dr. Swami. But what is your take? How critical is that in relationship?
No, there's obviously some compulsion. Otherwise, it makes no sense, because Modi is definitely craving for trips to America, and he wants to be seen and feted and, you know, all the stuff that he does with his foreign trips. But he has some compulsions, and it's no use my telling what those compulsions are. People will ask me, where did you get this information from? How do we know it is reliable? I don't want to get into that controversy. But I will draw in an inference that if you are afraid to take the Chinese name, and when they come, you bow and scrape before him, before them, you run to go and try and shake the hands of Mr. Xi in a conference where thousands of people are collected to have lunch or dinner, whatever it was. And all this, then there, obviously there is some problem. There is some way that you are afraid that the Chinese might say something which will put you in great embarrassment. I don't know what that is, if it is, but I am only making a guess. I would only ask the Prime Minister one question. Why don't you name China as having aggressed? You name every day Pakistan as having aggressed, but you don't name China for having aggressed. Why? Why this special treatment?
Arvindji.
Dr. Swami, there was a news report. Dr. Swami, there was a news report that you had filed a question in Parliament for getting information on the position on the border. What happened on that? What reply did you get? Our viewers want to know.
I asked a simple question. Is it a fact that Chinese have come and occupied Indian territory? I didn't say after 2020 or before 2020. If so, the total amount of areas where the Chinese are in presently in occupation in violation of the agreement of 1996. And the answer given to me by the defense ministry, what they told me privately is another matter, but I won't mention that here. But what the information they gave is, this is a matter of national security, whether or the question of the border, and therefore we will not answer this question. So I tried to raise it, you know, by going to this chairman, speaker. They all expressed their helplessness. I never seen even Mrs. Indira Gandhi's time, except of course the emergency. I was not inside; I was mostly outside. But never seen even Indira Gandhi's time a question like this not being answered. And this is unbelievable. But I knew, therefore, there's something to hide. Because if they told the truth, there would be huge hullabaloo in the country. If they told lies, then it would be breach of privilege and they'll get caught somewhere. So they decided they will not disclose it anywhere. And some people, in fact, took my answer and took it to Supreme Court, and the same thing. They said, national security, we can't give. And the court said, we can't decide what is national security and what is not.
So, do you mean by giving away Indian land is national security, or hiding the truth is national security?
Hiding the truth, that you pathetically watch the Chinese grab your territory and you are afraid to tell the Indian people and how they will react.
Dr. Swami, I believe you have even gone in RTI to some of these departments or ministries. What is the fate of the thing?
They are all answers saying that due to national security, we cannot give you an answer.
Okay, thank you. Rashtriya hit mein is prashn ka uttar nahi diya ja sakta.
Haan, sahi. Yehi hai, Rashtriya hit.
Rashtriya hit hai, jo suchna ko chhipane ka hai, yeh Rashtriya hit hai. I mean, it is not only this issue. I think we have talked about economic issues also, where government of Bharat Sarkar, jo sachai ke aankde hain, un aankdon ko prastut nahi karti, un aankdon ko prakashit nahi karti, aur suchnaon ko chhupa kar rakhti hai, aur uska naam diya jata hai rashtra hit. To rashtra hit mein sachai ko chhupana, ye kaun si niti hai, ye samajh mein nahi aata, chahe wo videsh niti ho, chahe wo Cheen ke saath sambandhon ki baat ho, ya Cheen ke saath hamari seema par जो वस्तु स्थिति है उससे जानकारी जनता के साथ साझा करने की बात हो, सरकार जानकारी छिपा रही है. डॉक्टर स्वामी, मैं एक प्रश्न और पूछूंगा हमारे व्यूअर्स के हित के लिए हिंदी में, कि एससीओ जो है संघाई सहयोग संगठन, ये नेचुरली संघाई के नाम से बना है, संघाई के लिए बना है, हम जरूर इसको कहते हैं कि ये भारत की सामरिक सुरक्षा के लिए भी है। इसके जो 8 सदस्य आपने बताए, उसमें 3 सदस्य हैं जो भारत के लिए बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है, पाकिस्तान, रशिया और चाइना। पाकिस्तान और चाइना के साथ हमारा जो संबंध रहा है, जो जिस प्रकार का द्वंद एक तरह के चल रहा है पिछले अनेक वर्षों से लगातार, और हम लगातार किसी न किसी सीमा पर उनसे, चाहे वो भौगोलिक सीमा हो या दूसरे इश्यू हो, दूसरे मुद्दे हो, उन पे हमारा उनके साथ लगातार कन्फ्रंटेशन बना हुआ है। तो सही बात आपने जो पूछी कि हम उस संगठन में क्यों अभी तक बने हुए हैं, ये किस प्रकार से भारत का हित साधन कर रहा है, ये बहुत बड़ा प्रश्न है। और भारत की जनता को जानकारी बहुत कम है डॉक्टर स्वामी, मैं बताना चाहता हूं, G20 और SCO पूरे देश में ये प्रचार किया जा रहा है कि हम इनका नेतृत्व कर रहे हैं। हमने G20 का नेतृत्व कर लिया, भारत बहुत बड़ा विश्व गुरु बन गया। हमने SCO का शिखर सम्मेलन जुलाई में हम करने जा रहे हैं, जिसकी मीटिंग अभी गोवा में हुई थी एजेंडा तय करने के लिए। तो शिखर सम्मेलन को भी हम इतना बढ़ा चढ़ा कर पेश कर रहे हैं कि शायद ये भारत के लिए एक उपलब्धि है। बल्कि मैं कहूंगा कि इन मुद्दों को न उठाना भारत के लिए एक नकारात्मक उपलब्धि है, सकारात्मक उपलब्धि तो किसी तरह नहीं कह सकते।
बिल्कुल सही कहा आपने, और इसमें कोई दो राय नहीं हो सकती है। हम लोकतंत्रीय देश हैं और फ्रीडम ऑफ इंफॉर्मेशन यानी राइट टू इंफॉर्मेशन, ये सारी चीज़ों ने, अब हमने सत्ता एक ऑर्डर बनाई है, एक लॉ बनाई है। सो इसीलिए डेमोक्रेसी में जब तक पब्लिक को आप जानकारी नहीं देंगे तो वो पब्लिक कैसे डिसाइड करेगी क्या करना है। और ये कहना नेशनल सिक्योरिटी, मैं कहता हूँ डिटेल्स मत दीजिए, ये बताइए कि चाइना ने 4000 स्क्वायर किलोमीटर हड़प कर लिया 2020 से, यानी 4 साल पहले से उन्होंने इतना हड़प कर लिया, ये इतना कहिए। और हाँ, और ये मत कहिए कि हम LAC में बात कर रहे हैं, हर बात पर यही है कि LAC में बात कर रहे हैं। अब LAC में कैसे बात कर सकते हैं, वो उसकी चौड़ाई तो सिर्फ 6 इंच है, 6 इंच में बैठ कर नहीं हो सकता कि जयशंकर बैठ सकता है, बट जो बाकी लोग हैं वो तो नहीं कर सकते। तो ये हसीस में, अच्छा ये हमारी देश में बात छोड़िए, विदेशों में सब हंसते हैं, जो भी जिनके पास भी जानकारी, अमेरिकन जब मुझसे बात करते हैं कहते हैं हाउ कैन यू टॉलरेट ऑल दिस, आई सेड व्हाट कैन आई डू, ये दे से नो, ये दे विल नॉट नेम चाइना, व्हाट कैन आई डू, लेट देम एटलीस्ट इफ द चाइनीज टुमारो दे चाइना प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेज चाइना हैज बिट्रेड अस वंस अगेन एंड दे आर इन ऑक्यूपेशन ऑफ सो मच टेरिटरी, बट वी विल फाइंड द गुड टाइम, मे बी नॉट नाउ और maybe after 2 years, after getting all the weapons we want and after all the preparation, we will throw them out. But what is the difficulty in his saying that? What is he afraid of? The Chinese might disclose something which might damage him. I don't know. I mean, there are so many things that are floating around the world. I'm not repeating them. And so I think this is the question that the people must ask. And I am afraid that if we become just like another Congress party in hiding the truth and telling lies and becoming equally corrupt or having an Adani like them, you know, this kind of thing, what do you expect? What do the people expect, that we will, in the name of discipline, just keep quiet and not mention it?
Okay, Arvind.
Dr. Swami, this morning I had circulated a video, a small video, which says, what is the difference between a politician and a statesman? A politician thinks only about election, and a statesman thinks about the future generation. And what you have just now described as our India's stand on SCO, BRICS and Quad, it looks like these statements have come from politicians and not as a leader of the country or a statesman. And what we need today a prime minister who is not only a politician but also a leader and also a statesman. And once we have a prime minister who is a leader and a statesman, then perhaps these issues will not arise, and perhaps India will take a stand which is in India's interest. Majority of the people are getting the information, or the information is being suppressed in the name of election. You have been raising these issues for quite some time now, irrespective of whether it is Pakistan or China or before the Ukraine-Russia war. You have been raising these issues, but government has not been responding to you. So thank you once again for raising these issues today and bringing to the light the India-China situation once again in the light of the SCO summit, which is coming up in July, and the meeting with agenda meeting which we had in Goa recently. Thank you very much for your insight. For our support, co-host Jagdish Shetty, Ramesh Swamiji, and the technical team led by Ashish Shetty, Swaminathan, Tejas Navalgul, Gadgi Rakesh, Ishwar Iyer, Vishal Mehta, Ajesh Nair. We thank you, this technical team, and we'll be meeting again next Sunday. Though you will be traveling next week, but we'll somehow try to see whether we can organize this program when you are away from India next Sunday, that is 14th of May. Thank you very much. Viewers, wait for another Sunday, another issue with Dr. Subramanian Swami. Till then, Namaskar, Jai Hind.
Namaskar, Jai Hind. Dhanyavaad.